This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson, you know, before they were legends of outlaw country, they were lost souls looking for their sound. Don't miss Mandy Moore and the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the rise of outlaw country music and its biggest stars. Hear how one woman's vision in her tiny living room, far from Nashville's Music Row, became the epicenter of a musical movement. Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in The Boar's Nest. Listen now at audible.com/The Boar's Nest. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833. Welcome to episode 323. We have on the girls from Tiger Lily, their sisters. And just how their whole story came together, it's pretty amazing. Here is a clip of Somebody Does from Tiger Lily. Enjoyed it a lot more than I thought I would.
Yeah?
Not that I didn't think I would enjoy it. I just didn't know them. But I really enjoyed this interview, so hang out for that. Top 5 releases this week. Thomas Rhett has a new song called Slow Down Summer. Yeah, what can I say? We had our hopes up, windows down. Falling fast in a one-lane town. Tangled up with your lips on mine. Never seen a brighter green in those eyes. And at number 4, Post Malone and The Weeknd have a new song called One Right Now. You think it's so easy, what are my feelings? I got one coming over you, one right now. At number 3, Low Cash, they have a new EP called Woods and Water, and here's a new song called Beach Boys. Let's take the country to the beach, boy. At number 2, Dina Carter released the 25th anniversary edition of her album, Did I Shave My Legs for This? There is a new version of Strawberry Wine with Lauren Elena, Martina McBride, Ashley McBride, Kylie Morgan, and Vince Gill on guitar. On the banks of the river, on a well-beaten path, it's funny how those memories, they last like strawberry wine in 17, the hot July. And at number 1, Tennille Towns has a new song called Villain in Me. Check out some new music this week, and let's get over and hear the interview with Tiger Lily.
Thanks for having us, by the way.
Yeah, sorry that today, and we're rolling, so anything you say can and will be used against
you. Okay, great.
Sorry, I got delayed a few hours today, and I called Mike, and I said, hey, listen, these These girls want to cancel on me. I get it. But thanks for being flexible and coming up here a couple hours later.
Of course.
You're big stars now. Absolutely. You know, I hate to, you know, blow off big stars. I was having a minor medical emergency today.
Oh, no. Are you okay?
No, I'm not. And that's why I'm still here. I am fine.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like if I say no, I'm not, you guys are like, man, you really sold out for us. No, but I'm great. So it's good to finally meet you guys. So your sisters.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Who's the 2-year older sister?
Me.
Okay.
But Kendra. I look younger because I still have the chubby cheeks. Like, mm-hmm. That'll keep me younger for a while. But Krista is 23 and I'm 25.
So Kendra, mm-hmm. Krista.
Yes.
You would almost think you were twins because of the K's.
Yes.
And because of the very similar look. And I asked Mike, I said, are they twins? And he said, no. But I could see where people confuse that. You mm-hmm. also can't tell who's older and who's younger. And you sound like, and your harmonies sound like sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you guys sing together, that's a hard thing to get unless you're mm-hmm. family.
Yeah, that's a very popular question for us is, are you twins? But just sisters. I mean, I wish we could be twins, I guess. But we kind of feel like it anyways. We've been singing together for over 8 years. And at this point, we live together. We have a career together. We are together 24/7. So might as well be twins, honestly.
Still living together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Until they kick me out. Her and her husband have a house and I rent from them. So I'm like, just let me know, I guess, when to get out. I like it here.
We have to get a few number ones and then you'll move out.
Exactly.
So let me get it straight again because the K's are confusing.
It's all good.
Kendra. Krista.
Yes.
And we actually have another little sister, Carly.
No way.
Mm-hmm. Our parents could never get it right.
With a K though or a
yes,
C?
Yes, with
oh,
a K.
Oh my goodness. What's with the K's?
I have no idea. Carly, our younger sister, was Brooke for a while and it just didn't sit right. So mm-hmm. now it's Kendra, Krista, Carly. And usually Carly is the one who's in trouble most. And so if either of us, like, you know, we're in trouble by our parents growing up, it'd be like, Carly, Krista, Kendra, and
yeah, so if you get our names wrong, I really don't care.
No,
I answer to both, honestly. It's fine.
Is she musical, the younger sister?
You know, we tried to get her to join the band when we were starting out, and she hated being on stage, and she loves music to death. She's honestly not a huge country music fan, which is kind of funny considering that's what we love, obviously.
She says she likes Tiger Lily, though.
Yeah,
so.
She's a huge Tiger Lily fan, which I guess is the most important part. But no, she loves music, but she would never want to do this.
Your parents, are they musical?
Mm-mm. Not at all. Very weird. We grew up going to church and singing in church all the time, and our parents always played music around us. You know, when we would go to bed at night, in the car, wherever mm-hmm. we were at, there was always music. But
they put us in piano lessons at a young age, too, so they were always music advocates. But it just was something that came naturally to us. And Kendra loved being on stage right away. She was doing every talent show she could. I think our grandma forced her to be in this Colgate Country Showdown a very, very long time ago. So she kind of got this performing bug. And then I caught up to her and started playing guitar and writing songs. And I'm like, this looks fun. I don't want to be left in the dust. So naturally, I started accompanying her for her shows.
Yeah.
And it was always Kendra and friends. So I really upgraded in the past couple years. So started learning harmony. We listened to all these big harmony bands like Rascal Flatts and stuff growing up. So learned that. And we've been doing music ever since.
Hey,
so.
Big decision to make. Yeah. Her more than a friend.
I know.
Yes. I missed it.
Kendra and friends was, you know, it had a ring to it, but I guess this works a lot better. So,
well, you know, I have a comedy duo that we tour pretty regularly. It's my friend Eddie and myself, and we're called Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots. And mm-hmm. Eddie's all the Raging Idiots. And it's similar because it's just Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots. It's like Bobby and Friends. But that started because I was doing stand up and I would headline. And then the Raging Idiots would play as well. So it ended up being on every sign, it was a Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots. And so it was like, and he was like, I don't care. I don't give a crap. But I'm glad you stood up and you were more than just a friend.
Right.
You decided to name the band.
Right.
We named the band.
It was a big step for us. Yes. So,
so as the little sister, do you think you pursued music because you loved music or you loved your sister?
I think it was a combination, to be honest. I always loved playing music. And I don't know what made me start writing songs either at the age of 10. But both. And I'm not
competitive.
I'm not competitive anymore, but I was like, I don't want hurt. Like, I got to do this too. I mean, we played sports as kids. We did everything. And I was always just trying to beat the older sister. That was all it was. So in this, I'm like, I'm not going to beat Kendra's main vocals. So I can't beat her in this. Clearly she's got a thing
so
going.
How do I join?
So
her?
How do I join this with a kind of finding my own way and path and my own role within the duo, which is weird because people ask us all the time if we fight or disagree on stuff, but I think we've established our roles from a very, very young age, and it's worked out for us.
What are those roles? So I'm assuming you are, for better or worse, the lead vocalist of the group?
Yes. So I do all, I mean, Krist every once in a while, she'll take a lead line here and there or do like a lead background. Yeah, a lead background part. But I mostly do all the main vocals. And then I grew up playing piano. I don't play a lot anymore just because we're always with the guitar now whenever we do something. And Kristen naturally just picked up guitar, and she's amazing at harmony and can do all the things that I could not do. So it really just meshed so well together. And when we play, we know we're better at these certain things. I'm better at main vocals, and you're way better at harmony than I ever will be, and you're better at guitar. So it honestly works. We don't feel like we're stepping all over each other. And I feel like that's why a lot of bands end up breaking up, is because
it's like, I'm better. My songs are better.
Yeah, the
like,
egos get in the way. And for us, we try to like leave that aside and just do what's best for Tiger Lily at the end of the day.
A lot of the great duos know their strengths individually that creates a better duo. I'm really good friends with Dan and Shay, and have been before they were the massive Dan and Shay. But you could talk to them, and Shay sings his face off, and it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. But Dan is the guy that's running the group.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't know that because Shay's up front, but they understand each other's roles. Dan's producing the crap. Mm-hmm. I say crap in a loving way. Like, he's on it.
No, yeah.
He's sonically there. And he also knows, though, that without Shay singing, what he's doing isn't going to be near as good as if it wasn't Shay. Mm-hmm. So you see with duos, Ronnie and Kix, Brooks and Dunn, like, they know their strengths. I think it also helps that you're sisters, right? Like, you also have been in real life fights, and you probably realize that the fights that you're getting into about music aren't even real life fights.
No.
Because it's not, you know, blood fight.
I always say, I don't know. Obviously, Dan and Shay have a good relationship. They probably seem like they're brothers at this point, I would imagine. But I could not be in a band with someone who is just a friend, because we have no filter. We'll go into a writing room and say, hey, we are very blunt with each other, just forewarning, but we just tell each other how it is. And there's no backlash. There's no one getting offended. It's just like, hey, we're fighting for the best thing for the song, for the band. But we are just so straightforward. And our rebound rate, if we do get in a quick fight, is 2 seconds. Like, we're back at it.
And you've had many years to do this that isn't music related. I mean, there's something to being siblings.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have fought about many things.
Take my clothes.
Yeah. That means you also understand that every fight isn't death. Most fights aren't death. And if it is a fight that seems like death, you're also going to get through it because you've gotten through it when it has nothing to do with music.
Right.
So I think there's real strength to, you know, having a sibling as a partner. You guys are from North Dakota.
Yes.
I've been there a few times.
I was going to say, where have you been in North Dakota?
I've done some shows. I have great memories, but wild stories from North Dakota.
Really? You have a lot of fans up there.
I love it. It's just hard to get there.
Oh, yes. it's so expensive to get there. And we play there a lot. And like, to play a full band show up in North Dakota costs a lot of money.
Because you got to get everybody up there.
Yeah. Right? Yep.
So I have played in a couple places. I played in Bismarck.
Yeah. The Bell, right?
I remember that in Grand Forks. Mm-hmm. And I remember it was cold.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what I loved about it. I'll do what I didn't like and what I loved, because what I didn't like was just how hard it was to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And we drove forever.
Yep. It's a long ways.
And it's a long ways with nothing in between.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hate it that much. It was just kind of like, sure, we'd like to get there.
You know? Right.
But when I got there, I remember I was doing a stand-up show in Bismarck, and I was playing a really nice theater. Did you say?
The Bell Mayhews. Yeah.
Okay, possibly.
Yeah, that's definitely what
it was. That's the only one.
Okay. And the people were so, and I'm from Arkansas, so I say this as someone who comes from an extremely rural town where nobody goes.
Mm-hmm.
Much smaller, though, than Bismarck. I felt like they were just happy that I was there.
So happy.
And I really could have just went up on stage and sucked, and they'd just been like, but we still love you because you came to see us.
Yeah.
And also, I felt pretty good. I performed pretty well that night. And I remember just feeling such love from that crowd, that state, that area. I went to my hotel, and they came and tracked me down to my hotel. And I was like,
what?
And it was this borderline. It wasn't creepy. It was a little bit over the boundary because I was just going to sleep.
Yeah.
But it was a loving boundary break.
Oh, my gosh.
And I remember thinking, I really like these people.
They're the most loving people, the most kind people.
They probably just wanted to hang all night. Literally, they would have talked to your offer the whole night.
Yes. If I'd have been in Boston, I'd have been like, guys, chill out. What's happening here?
Right.
But I was like, you know what?
I like it that they're like trying to hang after the show. There was one hotel across from the,
yeah,
from
the Radisson.
Yeah.
Yep.
They knew where I was staying, and they were walking down the hall searching for me.
Yep.
And so I should have been scared, but I wasn't. But it was a very loving place where they welcomed me and were just happy that I was there. And so mm-hmm. for that, I have this great memory, two memories of going to North Dakota.
Yay, I love that. Yeah. So many times when we introduce ourselves that we're from North Dakota, obviously people always say they've never met anyone from North Dakota and they've never been there. So it really excites us when people actually have experienced it. And we played this last weekend in Nashville, and there was a big hockey game where the college hockey team from North Dakota was playing at Bridgestone. And so there was a bunch of North Dakotans in town, and we were playing at Dirk Smetley's Whiskey Row, just like this 4-hour show on Saturday. And after the show was done, because it was packed with North Dakotans, and we walked in and we were like the superstars that weekend.
You would have thought everyone was Dan and Shay.
Everyone was cheering because our home state is so supportive of what we do, and it's a big reason why we've gotten to this point so far. And it was just incredible to see that feeling and feel that way. But I talked to the bar staff afterwards, and I was like, it was kind of crazy today. Like, there were so many people coming in and da-da-da-da, and they were like, we wanted to be mad, but these people were the nicest people, and all they did was drink beer. Like, they were just hanging out, drinking beer, being
spending
the nicest.
Spending money, being nice.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. They're like, we wanted to be mad, but we couldn't.
So when did you two decide that we are going to be a duo and an actual entity? Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was before you called yourself Tiger Lily, mm-hmm. but did you guys sit and decide that we're not going to be Kendra and Friends, were going to be, mm-hmm. when did that happen?
Well, there was one more step. Yes. So it was Kendra and Friends, and then it was Kendra and Krista. So I made the bill. And then I guess I was 14, she was 16, and we sat down and said, hey, we need a new band name because this is just not cutting it anymore. Kendra and Krista is way too clunky. You know, it's just too hard to say. We did not have the luxury of having a Dan and Shay or Brooks and Dunn type of thing going on. And our last name is Slaybaugh, so that was out. But we sat down and, hey, we need a new band name. So we came up with Tiger Lily, which was the first flower to grow in our parents' backyard in North Dakota. So it reminded us of home, changed the spelling to Tiger Lily for obvious reasons, and literally stuck with that. But we get asked so much, when did you decide this is something you wanted to do? We always loved music, but we never knew we could have a career out of it. It wasn't mm-hmm. something we knew, because North Dakota is very much grow up, go to college 4 years, you get a job there, you make really good money, stay with your family. That's the culture, obviously.
What do you do there, though? Not mm-hmm. you guys, but mm-hmm. where I come from, there was a sawmill. People in my town stayed and worked at the sawmill until the sawmill went out of business. And now it's just kind of an S show. But where you guys are from, what do people do when they do stay around?
So we're from Hazen, North Dakota. So our town is basically coal, oil,
And farming.
And that's really the whole state of North Dakota, a lot of farming, oil and coal.
Did you guys grow up on a farm?
No, we grew up in town. Our dad is actually a respiratory therapist, so he worked at the hospital. So we really had nothing to do with any of the popular industries, but we grew up in town. Our town was 2,500 people. Mm-hmm. So our graduating classes were 30 and 60.
Same. Yeah, about mm-hmm. the
yeah.
Same.
Yeah. So about the same size. So we always say we write country music from the perspective of being from small town, North Dakota, because we never experienced the country southern thing that a lot of country artists do. So we try to not write about that as much and more about small town where we come from, what we know, just to be real, and then we can relate and feel like we know what we're talking about a little bit more.
If you're from a town of 2,500 people, a town that's mostly, you know, rural, mm-hmm. that's as country as anything else is.
Right, exactly.
I think it's funny because we grew up thinking, oh, we live in town, you know, we're city girls and stuff. And then we moved to Nashville, we're like, oh, we are country.
Yeah.
We are really country, actually.
What was, when I grew up, town was a town called Hot Springs that had 20,000 people. Little Rock was the massive city that had 300,000 people. Mm-hmm. Little Rock was like New York City to me, in Little Rock, mm-hmm. Arkansas. What was town, what was the city, like what was that relationship from where you were and how far did you have to drive?
Bismarck was our hour away town, nearest Target, Starbucks, anything we wanted like that. So on weekends, you know, to go to Bismarck was the exciting trip. Thing to do was the trip where you go to Sam's Club or Costco or whatever and stock up on groceries and, you know,
the mall was an hour away in Bismarck.
Yeah. Yep. So everything that we wanted to do would be an hour away. And then Fargo is the big city of North Dakota, which is not even that big. I mean, I think the whole state's population is 600,000 people, so it's a really small state. But yeah, Fargo is like the cool, hip, up-and-coming, trendy city.
How far to drive to Fargo?
4 hours. So if we went to a concert, like if we went to go see Taylor Swift,
we'd drive
to Fargo, and it was the biggest thing ever, and it was like we'd go out to eat and go to see Taylor Swift, and
it was a big deal.
It was a huge deal.
Would you spend the night?
Yes.
4 hours to spend the night.
Yeah, usually. I mean, there were trips where we would drive back if my dad had, if he was on call or had to work or, you know, whatever. But most of the time we'd stay the night and then come back the next day.
So you just said this, so correct me. But if you're teenagers when you come up with the name Tiger Lily, I mean, that's been 10 years.
Yeah.
It's wild that you have kept that name.
No, I know. 14 and 16.
Because we make a lot of dumb decisions at 14 and 16.
That's right? What I say. I'm like, we're still so lucky. We still like that somehow because now we're 25 and 23 and we've still kept that name. Because a lot of bands go through name changes in that amount of time. So yeah, it's almost been 10 years, which makes me feel so old. And then I think about what we've done in Nashville and we're still so new and we still have so far to go, which is really exciting to me, honestly. But it just takes so much time and the hours, the amount of time we've put in and how much we've learned just by trial and error through doing it in high school and into college and then moving to Nashville and all this stuff.
Did you guys go to college or one or both of you go to college in North Dakota?
I went to the University of North Dakota for a semester and then we really weren't doing well. We kind of were like, how can we do Tiger Lily? So I actually stopped going to college, came back home, lived at home while she finished high school, which was
that was a big turning point because I think up until that point, it was very easy to do Tiger Lily. Like our parents would help us out. They would drive us to shows. Yes, we were both in high school and we would do shows on the weekend and it was all very natural for us. And then Kendra moved 4 hours away and it got really hard to do Tiger Lily stuff. And at that point, I was like, okay, do we like this as a hobby? Is it something like we do on the weekends?
How far do we want to take this?
Or is this what we want to do? Like, where do we see ourselves in 5 years? And it wasn't North Dakota, it was Nashville. We always had a goal to move to Nashville. So
both of you together, which is a big deal. You both knew you would come to Nashville.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was always in the back of our minds. And so moving from North Dakota to Nashville was like a big deal. It was, I mean, moving to Nashville is a big city. We knew a handful of people, but we didn't know a lot of people. So that was a big move for us, but we weren't really scared because I think at that point
we were ready.
We had played every single small town in North Dakota. We'd played every county fair. We even, you know, throughout the Midwest, we had played so many shows and we were like, we kind of had done everything
we could.
So we can either keep doing this, which would be fine. And a lot of people make a great living playing in their state, or we can move and see what happens.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your next stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring. Talking about men's boots, women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, timeless style, always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort, little to no break-in period. Like, it's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, direct-to-consumer pricing keeps the value on your feet, the money in your pocket. So stop by your local Tecovas store. Have a complimentary drink. Shop the new styles. You like the smell of leather or no?
I love it.
Yeah. That's what the whole store basically is. Fresh leather.
Yep.
Friendly staff. Or like the smell of staff?
I don't know. I guess I'm sure they smell good there.
Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. What a gift, too. Regular live music and events. There is no in-store experience like this. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com.
TECOVAS.com. TECOVAS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Bachrach as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Were you guys getting a little heat in North Dakota? Like, people were, like, starting to know who you were, and maybe you had a little following at a club or a restaurant?
Yeah. So we did so much North Dakota. We actually, side note, we released a song called North Dakota, which
it does not
exist anymore anywhere. I'm just going to put that out there, so don't look it up. But it went viral within the state, and I was a sophomore in high school, and that gave us cred to go tour the
state.
The openers. If a big act would come into town, they would ask us to open. Mm-hmm. So they gave us so much trust and credibility. And
we would go tour schools when we were still in high school and give speeches and play at different schools around the state too, which is a really good way for us to get in front of our own peers and have people have an ability to know who we are. And so, yeah, we kind of just became the girls. Like, if you had a gig or if you had an opening slot, called Tiger Lily. So that became what we did.
Allow me to be ignorant for a second. Who else from North Dakota has made it?
In music or just general?
Just in general.
The celebrities are Carson Wentz, obviously football player.
Playing for the Colts.
Josh Duhamel, actor.
Peggy Lee.
Peggy Lee was the last person to be signed by a major record label, if correct. Mm-hmm. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I think that's right.
So it's not much.
So like, Wiz Khalifa was born in Minot, North Dakota.
Yes, on the Air Force Base, though.
Okay, well, you know, with Wiz, I think of Pittsburgh. You know, I think of
Yeah.
But
I don't know if he claims that, but I do know that.
I only feel like I can ask these questions with general curiosity and it not being an insult, because people ask me the same crap about Arkansas.
Yeah.
They're like, what comes from Arkansas? And I'm like, well, Johnny Cash, third baseman for the Orioles back in 19... I mean, you know, So it's pretty cool that you have your state behind you, because that does give you some confidence coming here. But I assume when you, and I know this is true, when you come to Nashville, it's like you're starting over. Nobody gives a crap.
Yeah, but we knew that at least, though.
There's 100, and I say this in the most complimentary way, there's 100 versions of you out there.
Yeah.
And you're just trying to gasp for air to find how you're different and what your sound is.
Yeah.
So when you decide to move to Nashville, do you pack up a truck? Is it the U-Haul? What do you do?
Our parents helped us drive down. Did Grandma and Grandpa even come? I think our Grandma and Grandpa and Mom and Dad.
It was a whole family thing.
We just, from North Dakota to Nashville, drove down. And we were moving to Nashville, and then we actually signed up for college at Belmont and MTSU. And we registered for classes at both, because we didn't know really how we were going to get down here and what the way was yet. And then we realized that tuition, since we weren't in state, was about the same at Belmont as it was at MTSU. And then we got some grants to go to Belmont and things like that. So it ended up working. We both started out at Belmont as sophomores, which is why a lot of people think we're twins as well, because we graduated at the same time.
So you guys went and finished school then when you got here?
Yeah. We have our music business degrees, baby.
Educated.
I thought the story was you went, you said, okay, school's not for me. We tried it. We're going to do music. But you came back.
She had to pull me a little bit.
Kendra cried on her first day of school.
I did cry. I was like, I can't go back to this. What am I doing?
What are you guys doing at Belmont then? Are you learning? Are you vocal?
Or we did music business. Yeah, because we were, I mean, we kind of thought we were writing songs so much and doing so much that we wanted knowledge.
I wanted to be able to read my contracts and know what it meant, honestly.
In a different area. And so we went for music business and got that degree. Finished up during COVID, so we never actually, like, walked the stage. But after...
You just finished.
Yeah, May 2020. Of 2020.
Yeah.
So you're playing as you're going to school.
Yes.
Yeah, so Nashville looks like... The early years of Nashville, you just really hit it hard, because when you move to town, everybody says you have to do everything right away. You have to really just network and bust your butt and try to do everything you can. So we were going to school full time, playing 3 to 4 times downtown Nashville on Broadway. So it's 4-hour sets 3 times a week to make a living.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to stay in Nashville, you know, and writing three-ish times a week. So we had no social lives. I mean, which was okay. I mean, that's how we met all of our people. But that's just what you got to do when you came to Nashville. And there were times we were exhausted and, why are we doing this? We're playing all these 4-hour gigs and it feels like no one's listening. What's
like
the point?
That, I feel like that today. It never leaves you.
Exactly.
Like, I'm like, I'm exhausted. Why am I doing this? So that never leaves, but you do it because you love it.
Yeah, yes. You still somehow, even when you feel like, oh, I don't know if I can do this another day, then you just, you keep doing it. Because what else are you going to do? Because this is all you've known and done. And what else is still, this is still better than something else. You know what I mean?
And we told ourselves when we moved down here, we want to do whatever it takes to make a living off of music. That's always been our day one, our bottom line. Make a living off of music, doing whatever kind of gigs you can, but do music. And so that's why we started playing downtown, where it's like, hey, we can meet so many cool people downtown because you have people. People don't realize it's all parts of America and other countries coming to Nashville to see country music. And so you're going to meet all these new people, and we got to play our original songs. And yeah, it's exhausting gigs, but we made that work.
Put the banner up.
Yeah.
So people can follow you on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's all worth it. And I don't know. There's just no one straight line to success, but we just did whatever it took, honestly.
I think the straight-ish line to success, and this is as cliche as possible, but it's just grinding it out.
Mm-hmm.
Hard work and not quitting when you should probably quit. That has been it for me.
No, you're literally, too stubborn to quit.
If you can make it past that point, that's usually when the best things happen.
If you start thinking, maybe this isn't for me, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It should be so difficult. You have to question yourself.
Yep.
And when questioning yourself, you should go, yeah, that's right. I am doing this.
Yep.
It's stupid, and it's people shouldn't be doing this, but I want to do it. I'm going to do it.
Someone's
going
to do it, so it might as well be us doing it. Yeah.
So where did you start playing in Nashville? Because you got to make those calls.
Yeah, so
our first
bar was at Nudie's Honky Tonk. So our parents loved that when we called and said, hey, Mom and Dad, we're playing at Nudie's.
How'd you get the gig? Did you call yourself and like hustle on the phone?
I don't remember.
We had to audition,
but I think our drummer at the time had a connection there and was like, hey, do you guys want to jump in on this gig? You have to do an audition thing. And so we did the audition.
I remember we missed class for the audition.
Yeah.
In-person
audition where you two go and play for like
4 hours. We played the 4-hour gig.
Oh, the audition was a full four-hour
set.
Yes,
they said, hey, we'll give you a really, I mean, not crappy, but Monday morning shift, there's no one there,
Yeah.
It's very low risk for them, obviously, if we suck.
So they're basically seeing if we can play for 4 hours and entertain a crowd. And they liked us enough to keep us around. And then we played at Bailey's, which is now a different bar.
I think it's called Lucky Bass.
Let me stop you for a second. You're playing 4 hours in your first gig. Do you have 4 hours of material, or do you have an hour and a half that you're just kind of occasionally dipping
back
in?
No, we didn't repeat songs. We sat down and learned I think on our set list is 65 songs, but then you take requests the whole time as well. So you at least, if no one requests a song during the entire four set, you can play 65 songs. And right away, you know, I didn't have all those lyrics memorized, but I knew everything well enough to get through 4 hours of material. Now we've done it so much to where I have most things requested or on our set list memorized, which is crazy because I was terrified out of my mind when we started doing that.
Because we were so spoiled in North Dakota, honestly. We were so spoiled.
We did our 90-minute sets.
Paid very well to do our 90-minute sets, half originals, half covers, even half-hour opening sets for really cool people. We had a pretty good attitude coming down there, though. Mm-hmm. We weren't like, oh, we're the best thing ever to happen to Nashville. We knew we were starting over, so we kind of had to go back to ground zero again and learn all these songs.
But yeah.
Which actually was a great thing for us.
Yeah, did it make you so much better because of everything that you were forced to learn?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I even listened to my voice 4 years ago and like how much more relaxed I sing now and how much I've grown into my voice just from singing all these cover songs. And honestly, just the wear and tear of the voice, I think it's given me some more rasp.
I'm like, do we smoke or do we play Broadway? I cannot tell.
But no, I would encourage any artist, you know, wanting to get better. It's a little terrifying, but it kind of throws you in right away and you have to figure it out. You sink or swim kind of situation, basically. But then after we did those two bars, we got an audition shift at Dierks Bentley's Whiskey Row. And that's the place where we've ended up and loved just every, you know, not every minute, but that's been a great place for us because the vibe there and the people that come in, and it's really just fit what we do with the crowd. So we did a Sunday morning audition shift there, and then they liked us, so they gave us the really late night shifts, and then we started to get the weekend shifts and the night shifts. And now We still play. We only have a few gigs left for this year, but we still, if we're in town, we'll play Saturdays from like 2:30 to 6:30 because we just, we really still
love
to play.
Why not? We can't say no to it. We're like, we can't stop.
Yeah.
What's the money situation there? Do you guys make pretty good on tips?
So you make, we this year, post-COVID, the tips are literally insane. I don't know what's happened. I don't know if people just want to spend money or if...
Or if they feel bad for musicians.
Yeah, or if we've just become maybe better or if they... Well, I don't know what the reason is, but... So you make a little bit off the bar, and everyone always asks this. You make like a small fee off
your,
the bar.
Your base rate.
Yes. But most of the money comes through tips and people just requesting or people just loving what you do. And that's another reason why it'd be hard for us to just ever... want to give that up because you really make great money down there if you're doing it in a right way.
The interesting thing about you guys here today, and I haven't really had this experience with any artist yet, is that you have a publishing deal, you have a record deal, and I'm going to be as complimentary as possible because I mean this in the best way, yet you're still playing Dirk's Bar.
Yeah! I know, like, why are you still doing it?
You have a... Are you their manager, their label...
Label.
You're a publicist.
Yeah.
Even hoity-toitier. You're a publicist.
Yeah, when you say it like that.
Yeah. No, listen, I got them all. And yeah. So I know on the hoity-toity scale, you know, that to have your own publicist yet to still be playing a bar on Broadway right now, I haven't seen that. And you guys have real heat on you. I'll say it again, because of the direction you're going, you could easily probably just go, hey, we're too good for this right now. We really want to focus on, but you haven't. And I think it says a lot where you come from. I think it says a lot to you have obligations that you're going to fulfill and that you just want to keep playing. So I actually say that in a wonderful way.
Thank you.
Well,
that
thank
it would
you.
Be freaking crazy if I walk down and you guys are playing. People don't even know. They should actually come to a show.
Yeah.
Because it's not random people playing. It's somebody that you can already see big things starting to happen for.
Which has been fun because this year a lot of people who have seen us in the past, you know, come now and they say, we want to see you because we know you're going to be done with this soon. And, you know, we probably will be. It is. We always said we don't have to do Broadway anymore. If we ever get a record deal or if we ever get a publishing deal, we don't have to do this anymore. But it's been hard for us to totally just cut it off just because it's, first of all, just been our source of income. It's been our source of building fans. It's been so much for us in the past few years that to totally just cut it off, you know, when we did get these deals would have...
It's terrifying.
It was still terrifying, and we're still terrified to totally just cut it off, even though we can be absolutely fine without it.
Well, it's also not, you know, just speaking honestly, you don't get a record deal and be a millionaire.
No.
You get a record deal and you have the opportunity to hopefully, possibly make some money, maybe.
Eventually. Yes.
But it means somebody's going to spend money on you.
Right. They're investing in you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's really the hardest thing to get in this town is for somebody to believe in you and spend their own money in you. Because that means they see dollars, and dollars means they see something you guys could produce for them. It's all a business, but...
No, absolutely.
Yeah. You don't get to be in the business unless somebody believes that you're pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so you're playing... How many more... I got to know, how many more of these Dirk shows do you have at the bar?
Do you really want to know?
For the rest of the year, we only have three.
Okay, but you guys have to go to these shows. I'm telling my people listening to this right now.
The next three Saturdays.
Yep, next three Saturdays from 2:30 to 6:30. And then we honestly, in the new year, really don't know what's going to happen.
I wouldn't do any more.
Yeah.
I do know. If it were me, I wouldn't do any more.
Three more total. Yep.
You got to admit, Mike, that's pretty awesome.
That is awesome.
I don't have people, because we're at my house right now. Mm-hmm. I don't, heck, or even the radio show. I just don't have people at my house who I don't think are... going to be stars, have been stars, or are creating stars. And so the fact that you guys, I feel that way about you two, that you're still playing these shows, like, people have to go. They have to go. I'm selling tickets. I should get like 10% of these tickets.
Bobby, you can do a cover charge at the door.
Yeah.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your next stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring. Talking about men's boots, women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, timeless style, always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort, little to no break-in period. Like, it's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, direct consumer pricing keeps the value on your feet, the money in your pocket. So stop by your local Tecovas store. Have a complimentary drink. Shop the new styles. You like the smell of leather or no?
I love it.
Yeah. That's what the whole store basically is. Fresh leather.
Yep.
Friendly staff. Or like the smell of staff?
I don't know. I guess I'm sure they smell good there.
Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. What a gift, too. Regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience like this. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com.
T-E-C-O-V-A-S.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
So I do want to play some of your music, and I want to get back into your life. I'm very interested in it. But here is track one off the Tiger Lily EP. This is My Thing, written by you two and my buddy Walker Hayes.
I'm still banking on me, cause I'ma keep doing my thing. Come shine, come rain, whatever the weather, I'ma keep doing my thing. Come blow.
You wrote that with Walker, you two in the room? I'm assuming before Fancy Like was
a
thing.
Oh, yeah.
Mike, did Walker open the show for me in North Dakota? Do you know?
Oh, was that when Walker?
Because Walker was on the road with me for about a year. He came and we toured, and he was the middle act, and he would get the crowd up, and then I would go and just half bomb and half be great. But he was always great, and we became really close friends. And I actually was with him this morning a little bit, and he's tired.
Which is
the best.
Yeah.
Like, embrace, and you two are going to deal with this too. I mean, he was exhausted. I had him, and we were doing some stuff together. He was so tired that I was like, I don't even know you right now. But I knew him because I am that way too.
Mm-hmm.
I've had some parts of my career where it's just been overload, and you're like, you get a lot of things at once, and you're like, I have to do them because I'm working so hard to do them. I'm not going to say no.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But it's I can hear the Walker Hayes little influence in the song too.
Yeah, that was our first write with Walker, actually. And we were the first time we had met him. And
also the first time we wrote it smack, too.
Yeah.
It was a lot of firsts. It was kind of like, oh, we're actually getting some attention to where we feel kind of important right now, and very nervous because we didn't want to mess it up. I think we were 15 minutes early for this podcast, by the way, because we're just, you know, we're very timely people and don't want to mess anything up ever because we work so hard.
I'm timely. You're right on time.
She keeps me on time. But anyways, we walk into Smack Publishing and Walker's there, and we were already big fans of him. Mm-hmm. We thought he was really cool. You broke up with me. Big fans of all that stuff. But the coolest thing about Walker is he had no idea we had anything going on whatsoever. Mm-mm. All his publisher told him was, hey, want to write with these two girls? And he said, sure. I mean, he didn't have to. He didn't have to write with us at all. But we all vibe really well because we don't throw anything away. He has all about the weird ideas, obviously.
Weird ideas and lots of words.
Lots of words.
I'm like, dude, you got to chill with the words, man. Like, we don't have to use every word.
I can't sing this fast.
He's basically a rapper. I mean, I think one of his biggest influences, Macklemore, he says, or something like that.
Oh, yeah, he loves Macklemore or something, yeah.
But anyways, we had such a blast writing My Thing. We were talking to him just about our story, and basically we were like, hey,
no matter what happens,
we're just going to keep doing our thing in music, in life, and that's when the best things have happened for us. So we wrote that story, and also we're in our early 20s and all just about life, relationships, career, and just all the things you go through in your 20s, 30s, whatever. It doesn't really stop, I guess, at any age. So people have told me from listening to this song. But he is so cool, and
we love Walker.
We wrote another one on the EP, too, with him.
Well, you make a good point. You never actually stop doing your thing, no matter what age you are.
Exactly.
So 50s, 60s,
yep.
70s. You'll have a different version when you get older.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
The remix.
Somebody Does, I know, because I programmed the Women of iHeart Country show. It's a national show that I do, and I had put this in as not only that, but the spotlight artist on our on my countdown.
Thank you so much.
We didn't know about that, and we saw it from a random radio station. Yeah.
No one contacted
us. No one told us, and someone was DMing us being like, you guys are going to be on Bobby Bones, and I'm like, wait, what?
I was like, don't get excited about this before
it happens.
I was
like, this is probably spam. And then we were like in Cool Springs at the mall eating Chinese food, and we were like, oh, this is real, and we were so psyched. So thank you.
That's so funny, because usually what happens is someone, because the countdown show is massive. It's like 200 cities and stations in different countries. But someone from that countdown show calls somebody. I don't know who they call. They go, hey, you're going to be on. Here's some assets if you want to post them. If not, don't worry about it. But the fact that someone just hit you up like, hey, you're going to be on it, that's hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. Like our fans were telling us, because they heard it on their local station, basically. And they were like, you guys are going to be on the Bobby Bones show tomorrow. I'm like, what?
But here is that song, Somebody Does. You know, with you guys, was it social media that made other people look at you that hadn't looked so far?
Mm-hmm.
The people that you haven't played in front of, or the people you hadn't been in a room with. Mm-hmm. Was it playing music on TikTok where someone said, hey, we need to pay attention to these girls?
Yeah,
it's
a
combination of things.
We feel like we've been doing social media for so long. We used to do YouTube a lot. Being from North Dakota, you just had to. Otherwise, you didn't reach anyone else. Then we started Instagram and Twitter. And then during the pandemic, we got on TikTok. Because we were just bored out of our minds. And
all of our gigs were canceled. We're like, what do we do?
I was totally anti-TikTok because I was like, I cannot dance. I can't do any of this stuff. And, you know, we started posting covers that we had learned for literally Broadway gigs. And people started catching on. And then we posted a tidbit of Somebody Does, posted it on TikTok and Reels. It actually went more viral on Reels, which is interesting.
Instagram,
a lot of people don't know that. They always say TikTok, but it actually went more viral on Instagram. And so that was the most viral we'd had an original song go before. And we didn't write it to be viral. I know a lot of people ask, like, do you think about the virability when you're writing now? And honestly, we don't at all, because that is too much to think about while just writing music.
Also, yeah, I didn't want to cater songs to TikTok either.
No.
I mean, you can always find ways to market songs after you write them.
Yeah.
So,
but yeah, that was the first time we had really felt a song go viral. And I think we have over 500,000 followers on TikTok now, and our Facebook and Instagram have really increased in the last year. And that's just all because we've been posting videos of us singing, or, you know, my husband will dance or jump in a dancing video of us three doing a stupid dance or things like that. But yeah, social media has been really great to us. And I think about how many shows you'd have to play to reach that many people. And if you use social media in a great way, it can do really great things for you.
My thing was the one you said that really hit first on social media?
No, Somebody Does.
Oh, Somebody Does.
Well, we had covers go viral. Like, we did Can't Help Falling in Love by Elvis, and we did Landslide. People really love the, like, angelic harmony things from us, so we would do a lot of that. And that stuff went viral. And then Somebody Does was the first probably original to go viral.
When you get that first viral anything, pretty awesome.
It's addicting.
Yeah, because then you just chase it.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you're like, wow, we just had a video go big. Like, why did it go big? How can we do this again?
Yep.
And if we don't do it again, doesn't mean we suck.
Exactly.
And, I mean, it starts to really be like you're messing with your mind. But when you have something that's original go big, I got to imagine that is just so much more fulfilling.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was the first time people were covering the song before it was out. And we had never had that. Mm-hmm. Our fans have always liked our music, but never before was it people who had never heard of us. They didn't care if we were Tiger Lily or not. They didn't care about us necessarily. they just loved the song. They just loved the song. And I always say, I don't even know if it would have mattered who put the song out, but obviously, luckily, it was us. But we were just so thankful that the song reached so many people, and it was this song particularly because it has such a positive, impactful message. And I think it really, coming out of the pandemic year especially, hit the right time. People are alone. They feel isolated. They don't know if they matter enough. And we just really wanted to give the world a hug, which is what we were talking about in the writing room that day.
Because we were like, I don't think the world wants to hear another love or breakup song.
I cannot do another love and breakup song right now.
Do people even care about that right now?
I'm like, there's so much going on right
now.
They do care about that. But that day, that's how we felt. So
I was looking at some of the people that you guys have written with. Walker, obviously. But when you wrote with Walker, he was an artist that was starting to have some roots as an artist, but was known as just a wonderful songwriter. Great dude. Just different thinker. Yep. You know, as far as Walker. But now Shane McAnally.
Yes.
Trevor from Old Dominion.
Yeah.
Josh Osborne. Like, these are real heavyweights.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The first couple times you get in these rooms, are you so intimidated that you're afraid to speak? Or do you have so much confidence you're like, I know what I'm doing?
It's a middle ground. It's nice to have each other.
Yeah.
For sure.
You mean you two have each other.
Yes. We always have each other because we always write together. So that's really nice because being alone in that situation would be a little more terrifying to me. And our first write with Shane and Josh was actually over Skype or whatever. So it wasn't as intimidating because we weren't actually in the same room. But
I remember logging on to the Zoom call for that, though, and I was like, please. I'm just praying I like the song.
Yes.
I wasn't doubting that we would come up with something. I wasn't doubting their abilities or our abilities. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to like the song that I wrote with Shane McAnally and Josh Osborne because that's a big deal.
Yeah.
And we waited for that write for how many
years?
Ever since we moved to Nashville, that's who we wanted to write with. And we did. We ended up cutting the song. We liked the song, so hallelujah. But
who is the coolest, or I'll say most famous person to comment on one of your TikToks where you go, oh, that's pretty cool. They just commented. There's a blue check mark by their name and they commented on the TikTok.
Oh, I don't know, but Lady Antebellum followed us the other day, so
really?
That was cool. Yeah. It's you know, stuff like that. I mean, I commented that.
Well, we were part of this 615 house early on, and all the celebrities, like Keith Urban shared our stuff, Little Big Town shared the stuff. So we got a lot of attention from that.
Mm-hmm.
Is there, in that 615 house, and I've gotten to know, not closely, but through some things like this, Ashley Cook, that's her name, right?
Yep.
Ashley Cook, make sure I'm getting the names right.
Yep.
Priscilla Block for maybe a little bit.
Yep.
What is that like with all of you there at the same time? Right. Again, are you all fighting for air on that account?
So none of us really knew what we were doing when we started it. Ashley and Chris, who was the other guy who kind of started it.
And who's Chris?
Chris Rudiger. He's just a kind of a new artist
here
in town.
Is he still doing that thing?
No one really.
Is that dissolved?
It's not dissolved. The main group that did it, never really get together
anymore.
It
was kind of like we were all had so much time in pandemic. We all would meet and just make cool cover videos together. And then everyone got really busy, basically, which was great. You know, everyone's doing their own thing, their own solo artist
thing. It
was
really fun for a while it lasted, but we haven't done it in so long.
Yeah, exactly. I noticed you guys hadn't done it either.
Yeah.
And I think it's probably you get in, you learn, you go, okay, this was cool.
Yeah.
Now let me go do a thing.
And we met really great people through it. I mean, honestly,
we still talk to each other all the time.
We text the people in the group and the artists, and we keep up and encourage everyone, you know, on whatever everyone's doing and things like that. So that's fun. I really didn't feel like it was everyone fighting for the camera. It was everyone just kind of chilling, having a good time, getting to know each other sort of thing.
The 615 house was based off the LA thing, right? Was it like a national version of that?
So TikTok, and I still am kind of figuring this out, even though we were in it. On TikTok, there's houses. So there's in LA, they have certain houses that really famous TikTokers go to and create content, or like the Hype House or something
like
that.
Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking about.
And so Ashley and Chris had this idea for the 615 house, which would be like the Nashville house where up and coming people who were bigger on TikTok could come together and collaborate, basically.
Well, I don't know if it matters to you. I don't really consider you guys part of the 615 house. I don't
know
if it matters
to you.
That's
fine.
No,
I knew that you guys, when I was like looking over some notes, I was like, oh yeah, I guess they did have a part in that. But I don't really consider you guys part of that foundation, good or bad.
Yeah,
the
no.
615 house.
It was just kind of, it was super fun for while we did it. And, you know, we'll always kind of be a part of it, I guess. But we haven't been able to do it for a while, so.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your next stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring. You're talking about men's boots, women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, timeless style, always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort, little to no break-in period. Like, it's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, direct consumer pricing keeps the value on your feet, the money in your pocket. So stop by your local Tecovas store. Have a complimentary drink. Shop the new styles. You like the smell of leather or no?
I love it.
Yeah. That's what the whole store basically is. Fresh leather.
Yep.
Friendly staff. Or like the smell of staff?
I don't know. I guess I'm sure they smell good there.
Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. What a gift, too. Regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience like this. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com.
T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com.
T-E-C-O-V-A-S.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
You guys are both in your 20s. When I say Travis Barker, okay, what do you think of?
Well, now Kourtney Kardashian, but I know that's the really
what is
cliche.
It, Blink 182?
Yeah. But, but this is the thing that I have with my wife, and she's 29, and she doesn't know Travis Barker from Blink 182. It's just a generation thing. She's yep. like, I know Travis Barker from Kourtney Kardashian.
I know. I was like, I shouldn't say that. But.
No, but how do you know Travis Barker? Is it Kourtney Kardashian?
Well, I mean, I knew his name, but yeah. Now I've just seen him in the news so much lately because of that. So that's the most recent memory of him.
People compare you mostly to whom?
The Dixie Chicks, probably.
Because everybody gets compared. Everybody new gets compared to somebody older.
I mean, we don't really sound like the Dixie Chicks, but definitely like the vibe when we play. And
live
just like
especially.
That energy is something we definitely want to have in our career. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a great, great compliment. And sometimes Sugarland, just because I have more of an alto voice, and I listened to Jennifer Nettles growing up so much. So Sugarland, a little bit Jennifer Nettles. You don't sound like Christian Bush, by the way. But Sugarland, Dixie Chicks are.
What's surprising is we actually don't get compared to Maddie and Tate. Obviously, they've been crushing it for the last 6 or 7 years. And I've actually never met them. They seem lovely people.
Lovely.
Yeah, lovely people.
Very lovely. They don't like you guys, but they are lovely.
Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah.
But I was like, because obviously it's what you worry a little about is, you know, are both girl duos and are people going to compare us against each other? And it's been actually really nice because I think we have such different sounds just sonically. Mm-hmm. I think it's like there's so much more room. I always say this too. It's like, why does there have to be one girl duo? There's so much more room for all the girl duos or whatever. So, but yeah, mostly Dixie Chicks. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know.
If people, the Maddie and Tate comparison, I haven't heard it. I get it when you say that. If people start comparing you to Maddie and Tate, that's awesome because that means they're comparing you to people that have made it.
Exactly. I mean, we've gotten that like a couple times. I just say, thank you. I mean, what else am I supposed to say?
It's and then you grow your direction. Like, it's awesome to be compared to somebody who is known enough to be compared to.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's great. Yeah.
You guys did The Young and the Restless as your as your first major TV
debut. Yes. Yeah, our first time in LA was doing that.
What do you do?
So we played our EP songs for the Sony Sync department out of LA. So
which,
this is
Sony
this,
Sync, by the way, for our people listening, it's like for TV and movies, yes. They try to play songs in shows.
Yes.
Yeah, commercials.
So we were like expecting maybe one of our songs to be placed somewhere, but instead, after that meeting, one of the ladies, Abby, said there's this thing I could cast you guys in for The Young and the Restless, the soap opera. Would that be something y'all would like? And we've never really acted. I mean, we've done stuff in school plays in high school.
You acted in the show too?
Oh, yeah. We had lines and everything.
Oh, yeah. It was a whole scene.
So we actually got the part, which was something I thought we were going to be casted for and not actually get it. You know how this industry is? Like, okay, maybe that'll happen.
Sure.
Maybe not.
We could be on a soap opera. Sure, it's not going to happen for
yeah.
sure.
So we did get the part, and we flew to LA, and we had just one little sing. I mean, it wasn't like this whole episode. But we had lines that we had to memorize. Do you remember your line?
We love hearing that our songs mean so much to our fans.
Or something, you know? Like that, yeah.
But they cast us as Tiger Lily,
yes.
In The Young and the Restless. So they wrote in our characters as a girl from the show was a huge Tiger Lily fan. So we surprised her in a mm-hmm. coffee shop. And then
that's cool.
Talked
yeah. to her and sang a cappella.
We got to sing, too.
It also makes people think that you're a bigger,
exactly.
no offense, a bigger deal than you
no,
really
absolutely.
Are.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah. She's a huge fan of Tiger Lily. Why aren't I?
You know? Well, and then they said they've had Jewel and Katy Perry and Lionel Richie and all these really famous people in the show. And I'm like, how did we get this?
And you sang a cappella on the show.
Yeah.
What'd you sing?
We sang Dig Yourself, the song we wrote with Shane and Josh and Trevor. And we just, you know, because you always do that when you're in a coffee shop with someone, you just burst
like,
out
would you
into,
like, the line was, would you like to hear a sneak preview of one of our new songs?
I know you really dig yeah. yourself.
Yeah. And I didn't even have my guitar. It was full on like snaps.
Yep. Yeah.
Here is some of Dig Yourself. This is actually from The Young and the Red. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
So what's the next, obviously we're getting into the holidays, so that is kind of a checkout time mm-hmm. in this town, but like what's the plan for next year? Do you guys have?
I mean, we've been writing a lot lately. I feel like we definitely go in seasons of full-on promo, new music releasing, and now we still have some fun stuff coming for the holidays, actually, which is exciting because we never fully stop. But we are just writing a lot and hopefully into the studio again with project number two next year. I mean, we don't have a date set or anything, and thankfully I think hopefully Shane will produce again. We love that guy, and it's been so fun working with him. And I listened to actually the podcast that you did with Shane four years ago.
Yeah,
I listened to that this morning, and I was like, I just feel like this is what I should listen to. And it was just fun hearing he only had Caitlin and Walker at that time, and we're now with him and this label, and it's really fun. So I did reminisce on that this morning, Wilkin.
And Caitlin and Walker are my favorites. Both
They're
of
incredible.
Them. And have made such a point, too, because I feel like they both were super talented, very undervalued, where mm-hmm. I am not talented and very overvalued. So I took them both out with me just to make my shows better. So I took them both on the road, and yeah. they would just blow my audiences away, and I would be like, that's what I'm talking about. Like,
yeah,
these are
yeah.
my favorite artists.
If you just give them a shot.
Yeah,
you...
And so it's been so cool to see both of them explode. Even Caitlin with her new song with Old Dominion now.
Yeah.
And,
oh yeah, they're incredible.
You're in at the right time with this group.
I know. We're mm-hmm. very, very, very lucky. We are in good hands.
Monuments, it was such an out of the box venture at first.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't so much out of the box, it was just a little ahead of its time.
Mm-hmm.
But now the time is catching up with it, and they're sitting there waiting at the right time.
Oh, and now Walker
making the right decisions.
Had this huge massive mm-hmm. hit this year, and I'm just so happy for him and all the success that he's had and all the Monument team. And it's just been fun seeing everyone really succeed this year and, you know, us getting to see the small parts of it all and now being a part of this whole team. But mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah, we gotta sometimes we take a step back and look at ourselves a year ago and say, how? I mean, we've worked really hard for it, so I'm not going to undermine us at all, but mm-hmm. how did we get here?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're just very, very fortunate because mm-hmm. I've always said it takes hard work, talent, but it's also luck too. The right person just has to hear you. And
yeah, but you
got
to work hard to get into the lucky spots.
Yes.
Work really hard to get to the luck.
I mean, the goal is to work so hard that people are confused how you became an overnight sensation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, and it's to grind it out for 10, 15 years, and then all of a sudden something hits, and they're like, wow, look at you. You did it overnight.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, whatever you think, I'll take it. But, you know, and it's such a luxury, and I'll say this to you now before you get so tired. I was talking about Walker. And there are seasons of my years where I live so exhausted. Because it took me so long to hit in any way that you'll start to get irritable and tired and, and a bit resentful, but that's what you worked for, to be able to be tired and exhausted doing what you love to do, what you moved across the country to do. So this is going to blow up for you guys. I can see it. I don't say that to many people.
This is
going to be a really big deal for you guys. You know, 2022 is going to be great. 2023 is going to be fantastic. It's going to snowball for you guys. But it's also going to get so tiring. You're going to be, I mean, relationships are going to be strained. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to, but it's awesome. And when that happens to you, just remember, we're so lucky to be this tired.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that so much.
And then you'll eventually get out of it and you'll be like me when you have a shoe closet with like 100 pair of shoes and you get to and it gets great again.
And Krista won't have to live with me anymore.
Have my own house.
But just the one nugget to take from me here who has been in a struggle situation for a long time is that it gets so much harder than it does right now. Mm-hmm. And I know you guys feel like you've worked so hard to get here. Mm-hmm. It gets so much harder. But as you're dying, just remember, you're so lucky to be dying doing
so
what you love.
So lucky to be dying.
Because I can just see big things for you guys.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for that.
I don't even say that to many people. I didn't even tell Shane that. I was like, Shane, you'll be done in a couple years. I was like, hey, Shane, I see it. Yeah, your shine has shown.
But we think about that so much as we worked 8 years to get to this point. And we're just starting. Mm-hmm. We know we're just starting.
We have so much
We just signed our record deal, and that's when, you know, finally Nashville starts paying attention and you start getting all these big things, but we're just starting.
Mm-hmm.
You have been a pleasure to talk to. I did not expect to do an hour with you guys.
Oh, that's been an hour?
Right, Mike? It's been pretty close.
We can talk all day.
Well, mostly I'm just like, hey, let's talk about some stuff. We'll see where it goes, but you guys have it. I don't exactly know what it is, but that's the best thing about it.
Thank you.
I haven't even heard you sing in person. I've just heard your music on, you know, you playing it on Spotify or watching you guys on Instagram. Or TikTok, but you just have it. So, and your sister, so I believe you will stay together.
Yes, we will.
You have to.
Yes, in harmony.
You have to. So let me say this. By the way, I'll play one more. Let's play Everybody's on Something. Here's the track 4.
Everybody's on something. Everybody's on a pill.
I mean, that might be my favorite one on the record, honestly. You know, I played it last, and I hate to always say, it's my favorite, but I think of the songs, I think that one of that group of 5 songs is my favorite one. Just because we'll get them all in, Mike. Here is Known You Forever.
Sometimes you gotta fly with birds of a feather. Sometimes it takes one to know.
You can follow Tiger Lily, and let me say, it's spelled differently, like you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
It's Ty Girl.
Yes.
Illy. Ty Girl Lily.
Yes.
It still said Tiger Lily.
Yes.
But you could probably be confused easily. Ty, yeah. T-I, Girl, Illy. It's even weird to say like that.
That's perfect, though. Yeah. It's exactly how you just said it.
Tiger Lily on TikTok. They're just over, you know, killing it everywhere. Let me go over to the room. We usually go to the guys. Mike, is there anything you'd like to say before we wrap this up?
I would say my one North Dakota story is when I was with you selling merch, I took a picture with somebody, and I thought it was somebody who would like recognize me from the show. And the reason they took a picture with me, because they had never seen a Mexican before.
No! I'm so sorry!
That's true. Sadly will say there is not a lot of diversity in North Dakota, which
probably
not true,
though,
of that.
But I'm so sorry. But that was
it was the nicest form of racism I've ever experienced.
That's true. Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Reed, anything you'd like to say to Tiger Lily?
I don't have any racism stories.
That's great.
But I think y'all are great, and I enjoyed it a lot.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, with that, we will say goodbye. And I just don't expect this to be the last time that I see you guys.
Thank you.
Great.
And most people, I would say 1 out of 5 people after they leave this room or the radio show, they die or retire. So I feel good about you guys not doing
Woo!
That.
Woo! I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
Our
great.
Odds are great. 80%. 80%.
All right, there they are. You guys go check out Tiger Lily. They're doing 3 more Dirk shows, and that's never going to happen again, I'm going to tell you, because they're blowing up. All right, good to talk to you guys.
Thanks for having us.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store. Have a complimentary drink. Shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. TECOVAS.com. You can probably spell it. You probably know it. Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.